What's up, After Buzzers? It's time for Unexpected Episode 3. We've got a new couple in the house. Diego might be getting a little bit more tolerable than he has been. And there is some daughter-mommy drama, so don't go away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Fuck
you! You know we had to start with Aretha.
I have to lip sync because I can't even do the queen like that.
I don't want to disrespect her. I don't want to do...
Oh, it's a whole party in here.
We picked respect, though. Lauren's idea. Why, Lauren?
I mean, an homage to the queen. Hello. And some of the people on the Unexpected show need to show a little more respect.
Yes. Love Will Keep Us Together is the title of this episode, and I think that is the answer, but I'm not really seeing it yet. We have the new couple, Laura and Tyler. We get to see a little bit more of the family dynamics, figure out what their story is. She has some pregnancy issues that we'll discuss. Emily and Diego are making some positive strides, it seems. I was a little worried at first. Michaela and Kaylin are dealing with the moving out issues. Lexis and Shaden and the mom are really butting heads. She does not like it. We'll have a special segment where we do our positive compliments to each of the moms, and then we'll have some news and gossips by our very own Lauren. Virginia and Ashley are gone. We miss them dearly, but they will be back next week. But in the meantime, I'm Steph Sabra, and to my left...
Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm Lauren Ashley Beck.
Just right off the bat, what was your overall opinion of this episode?
You know, I mean, it was great to meet the new couple, Laura and Tyler. I really liked meeting them. I just thought that they really made some strides in this episode. You know, all the couples made some pretty big milestones in this episode.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the tensions are getting higher in some cases, but the communication seems to be getting a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
The only people that worried me is Lexis and her mom,
yeah,
Kelsey.
Yeah, you know, I think Kelsey's intentions are good, but I think she comes across as really, really stern, and I don't think Lexis is going to get her message if her mom's just, like, yelling at her.
Totally. You know? Well, let's start with the new couple, Laura and Tyler. I put next to this, a lot of shade is being thrown because between the sit-downs with the sister and the parents, there was a lot of shade. And they described the parents as being devastated upon hearing the news of her pregnancy. They've talked to a pastor many times about it, and Tyler actually thinks it's kind of ridiculous in his words, and they want to move out and get married, but they're telling them that you're not ready for that. What's your overall opinion of the family dynamic?
You know, I understand as Laura's parents where they're coming from, but I also understand Tyler's point of view because at this point it's like the baby's coming regardless. You know, we can't stop it. It's coming. So I think it's important to embrace that and to move forward. You know, what do you think? Do you think it's appropriate?
It's kind of hard because I saw a little bit of my dad and his dad because I could see him being like devastated. So it's hard when you see like your girl that was, I think she was on the sports team. They had been saving up her whole life for college and then now kind of like not knowing really what she's doing. But I do see Tyler's point that it's like, okay, there's no point of being negative. We have to keep it moving.
Exactly. And I think that that negativity isn't going to help anyone. It's not going to help her pregnancy. She already is having a pregnancy scare. So I think it's important just to embrace her and be positive. You know, we see her and her sister's relationship wavering, which is really, really sad to see. And I think the parents kind of are encouraging the daughter to go another direction, which is good, but I think that they should encourage her to support her sister, too.
You brought up my two points I want to bring up. Laura has cholecystasis, I believe is what it is.
Yes.
And what that means, I don't know exactly the medical term, but it means she basically has to deliver in the next 5 days or else her chances of having a stillborn are 80% higher, which is really, really scary. And she does need her family support. And it's interesting. I'm glad the show is like showing that side of the pregnancy because even like for me, I didn't know.
Yeah. I was completely unaware that was even in condition. So I think it's great that it's teaching us a lot about
pregnancy. Yeah, we were like, where's Virginia?
Right? We needed your advice, Virginia, your expertise on babiness.
Yeah, so she's getting ready, and she kind of does need the support. But like you said, with the sister Anna, I guess Anna used to look up to her a lot. And now doesn't and literally said that, and the parents, instead of what you were saying, so you would think, you think that the parents should be like, yeah, we understand your feelings, but
yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge both of their feelings in this situation. The sister probably feels like, I'm losing my best friend, you know, she said they used to sneak out together, go to McDonald's, do whatever, and they can't do that anymore, obviously, because she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to embrace both of their experiences, acknowledge that Anna is feeling a little pushed aside, but then it's weird because you would think as sisters they would get closer together versus farther apart. So I wonder where that's coming from.
Yeah, like you're gonna be an auntie and that like should be more fun. I get the stress, but it's gonna happen. So you should just be excited about it. So there must be more issues going on.
I think it has a lot to do with Tyler because she said once she started dating Tyler, they stopped hanging out. So she probably feels pushed out or like the third wheel. So, you know, it's sad, but hopefully the baby will bring them all together.
What are your vibes on Tyler?
I like Tyler. I think he's delusional. You know, I think, you know, he thinks like they're just going to get a job and get married. And I think the biggest problem with these kids is they think just because they're having a child that they should get married. We see it with Max and Chloe. We didn't see them this episode, but same thing. They just think they're going to get married and live this happily ever after kind of life. And I don't think that's reality. Do you think that's reality?
No, I don't think it, because it just because you're having a baby doesn't give you the adulthood card. And I think that's where you see it with Max particularly, where he's like, oh, my girlfriend's pregnant. That means I'm a full grown adult. And it's like, no, that's what happens when you're an adult, but it doesn't make you an adult. You have to get a job. And I think a lot of the parents are dealing with this, where it's like, you need to support your kid that's being born. So I like him. He's nice, but he definitely has they both have growing
together. Yeah, they have no idea. I'm still trying to figure out how to pay my rent. Like, are you kidding me? They have no idea what it means to pay bills and food and then add a baby on top of that. So I think it's good that they do have parents guiding them kind of to what the real world is really going to be like.
The one thing that I didn't like that the parents said, I get it, and I probably would have thought the same thing. Like, they said, we're hoping this is a lesson to Anna of what not to do.
Harsh. Harsh.
Right?
That's harsh.
In front of Anna. That was the part where I was like, that's a bedroom talk.
Well, and it kind of makes her feel like the golden child, you know? And then, can you imagine how heartbreaking it is for Laura probably watching this?
Right?
Like, my parents don't want me to be the one that's looked at as the example.
Yeah.
You know? And she still can be. She can still go to school. She can still use that college fund that they saved for 10 and 12 years. She can still do those. And I think it makes it that much more admirable that she can do those things with a child.
Agreed. Agreed. Because there are a lot of really boss women that handle it. Yes. Even though it's harder, they do it.
Yes.
Well, do you have anything more to say about the new couple?
No, I mean, I'm excited to follow their journey and see where it takes them, you know?
Me too, because we just got introduced and I think that she's going to be the first to deliver. So that's going to bring a completely new dynamic to the show, which I'm excited to see a newborn.
Yeah. And a birth.
That's scary. Yeah. And we need Virginia for the first episode. Yes,
definitely.
Because we were talking about, there's a lot of things about birth that we just don't know.
Yes.
Even as women.
Right.
But before we get into Emily and Diego, you do have a special announcement.
Yes, I do, After Buzzers. So our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So thank you! And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button below now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. We have Teen Mom, Teen Mom 2, Young and Pregnant, all of the above. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, I had definitely had to subscribe before I joined AfterBuzz because it makes it easier.
Yeah, and it totally does suggest shows that you would actually be interested in. So I just click from one to the next. You know, I'm just on YouTube, okay?
We do love TV.
Yes. So.
Okay, Emily and Diego, I wrote next to them. Some progress, I'll take it. Because I was getting really frustrated, and I saw there was a few people commenting from episode one of our after show that it was all shade at Diego, and I can't blame them. So I think we're all relieved to see that.
Yeah, I am surprised. It almost makes me uncomfortable, though, because I don't know if it's genuine. Like, Diego, what are you doing? Are you being real right now? I can't tell. And it's great to see that he's finally coming around, but I hope it lasts.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
It was such a crazy transition because in one episode, he was shown in the beginning of the episode being like typical just jerk Diego, being like, this conversation's not going to go well. I don't, like, if you are in labor when I'm in school, like, whatever, basically, like, leaving her to her own demise. And the mom even called her out and was like, why are you doing this? So I was thinking, like, there did have to be a breaking point. So it seems like she talked to him. But originally, we were upset because he was like, her telling me what to do and that if I don't change, she'll leave me.
And that, to me, I chalk that up to him being a 17-year-old boy, you know, and just not knowing how to deal with those emotions and just being like, if she's going to give me an ultimatum, I'm done. We know guys don't like ultimatums.
Yes.
At all, at any age. So I think he probably feels smothered a little bit. But now that he's kind of seeing that it's a partnership and that they need to do this together, I think it's working.
Guys don't like ultimatums, but it's also like, if you're getting an ultimatum, that means you've used all of your chances.
Right, you deserve that ultimatum, yeah. Basically.
Like, what else can we do?
Yes.
And he needed it. Clearly, it did work. Like, yeah, it pissed you off, but it did work because we see him going out on a date with her, rubbing her belly, and like you said, it was uncomfortable because I'm like, Diego?
Right, like, hello? I don't even think I've ever heard him say, not that everything he said has been negative, but just nothing super positive. So when he was like, I just want to make her laugh, I was like, oh,
yes, Diego, we like it.
Treat your girl right.
Yeah, so it was interesting. What else happened between them? He said that he was just trying to be nice, and I appreciate that, and I hope that it continues, because she said she doesn't look that pregnant, but she said she's due any time.
Yeah, she actually doesn't look that pregnant, but I mean, some people stay smaller during pregnancy, so when she's 17, she's a little athlete, you know.
Oh, yeah,
she's probably going to snap right back, no problems.
So I keep hope. Emily's just, like, the sweetest little thing, so I really want this positivity to keep going, because whether he's committed to staying nice for the rest of life or not, she needs him nice for the rest of pregnancy.
Absolutely. Yes, like we were saying, no negativity through the rest of the pregnancy. And I think he's realizing that he needs to step up to the plate and be a better baby daddy.
I want his parents more.
I do too, but you know, the little bit we saw of them, I wasn't that impressed.
Neither was I.
Yeah, they just really didn't. They made excuses for him and didn't hold him accountable for his actions. And I feel like that's a big part of his attitude.
Agreed. That's anything else on Diego and...
No, Diego, keep up the attitude. Emily, we know you watch. We love you, girl. Thank you so much for commenting every week. And we can't wait to see how your story unfolds next week.
Just a quick reminder, you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, like this video and leave us a comment, because we love to talk about the show even after our after show. And if you're listening on iTunes, give us those 5 stars if you're feeling feisty and happy. And leave us a comment there, too, because the conversation does not have to stop after this after show. So, Michaela and Kaylin, a lot of negativity around this couple this week.
Yes.
So the drama going on is that Michaela's mom, the first question I want to ask you is, Michaela's mom is saying if Kaylin wants to live there, if they both want to live there, they have to pay a little. Kaylin is being like, if you want her to live here for bonding, she shouldn't have to pay.
This is my thing with Shannon, and it spills over from last season. She wants to have Michaela to herself. Mm. So her saying that Kaylin can't move there, that's not to benefit Michaela, that's to benefit her, so she can have control over the situation. And Kaylin knows that. That's why he doesn't want her there.
Truth. I think so, too. And it's also, even though I don't like the way he's approaching the situation, he does have some... He is right in the sense that, like, this is your daughter. You want to bond with her. You influenced her to leave her grandparents' house where she doesn't have to pay and has a roof, a positive roof over her head. For what? To pay?
to pay. Did you see the basement where she's going to be living? Are you kidding me? There's like dog feces and you're like, there's going to be a child living down here. And she has to pay $500 a month to live there in a basement. I don't think that's cool. Bond with your daughter for free. It yeah. should not come with a price.
Go to the grandparents' house, do some work yeah. to rebuild the relationship.
Yeah, and you know, I agree with the grandparents when they said the mom should have come to them first and said, hey, Michaela and I are thinking about moving in together. What should we do? How should we go forth with this? But instead, she just kind of controlled the whole situation, and Michaela's thinking she's going to get this kumbaya moment with her mom. And I hope it does happen, but I don't foresee it happening.
Aaliyah told us age is just a number, and that applies for when you're older, too. Right. She's still a child.
She is, and that's the thing. She's looking at Michaela like they're equals, like they're like sisters with their new babies that are the same age. It's not the same. You guys are in completely different places.
Totally. I do want to talk about Kaylin, though, because he's not perfect either. I don't like the way he's talking to Michaela.
Do you think that that comes from his frustration with Shannon?
I think so, and I think that there's more of a complex dynamic that we don't see in terms of Michaela. Why does she see her mom in this perfect light so much?
I think it's that because, okay, I didn't live with my dad. I live with my mom and my stepdad, and I think it's that, like, not knowing, mm-hmm. and you build up these fantasies in your head, like, oh, if I lived with my dad, they'd let me go out, or, you know, they'd let me do this or that. So I think it's the fantasy and the not knowing. She's thought up all these creative things about how living with her mom's going to be. In reality, is it going to be like that? Probably not. But I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, she's like a superhero.
Yeah. I will give him some slack because it must be frustrating. Like, you're moving from a comfortable place to a place where I don't like your mom.
Well, and the grandparents are letting Kaylin live there.
For free.
So Timmy, they're all together. That's all that she should want. Her little cute family together. But instead, she's breaking them apart, essentially.
And they take care of Timmy when she's gone. Your mom is definitely not taking care of Timmy.
No, and she has her own little children to be concerned with as well. So that's like just adding a whole added thing into the mix that doesn't need to be added in there.
I just don't see it ending well.
I don't either. I mean, I hope for Michaela's sake it does, because I know she's built up this hope and this idea, but I hope Shannon doesn't let her down.
Yeah. But I do think, yeah, you're right. Kaylin probably is feeling some of it from that, but also, on the flip side, Michaela shouldn't have had him on speakerphone in front of his grandma.
She knew what she was doing having him on speakerphone. She totally manipulated that situation. Like, nowhere ever should your parents hear when you're talking to your significant other. Like,
no.
That should not happen at all.
Like, he shouldn't be cussing at her and being, like, annoyed about him wanting to get his hair done and whatever. But don't put him on blast like that, because now you have a situation.
Exactly. In the way that we talk to each other, you know, if we're in a relationship, we may say things that we don't necessarily mean. And I think our elders are going to take it a lot more seriously. And like you said, now we're going to have a problem. That's going to be a real issue.
You guys, golden rule, don't put your significant other, don't even put your friends on speaker in front of other people. And if you do, before you, like, get to talking, you say, you're on speaker, by the way.
Just so you know, everyone can hear you right now.
Okay, let's move on to Lexis, Shaden, and Kelsey. So they're trying to work it out. Kelsey is not a fan. And I do see her points that you guys are doing this for you. You're not doing this for Scarlett. What's your opinion on that?
I agree with what she's saying, but they are 16 and 17 years old. So that's ridiculous. They're nowhere are they ever going to just say, okay, this is just for Scarlett. They want to be together. They love each other a lot. And I understand where Kelsey is coming from, because last season they definitely fought and had this crazy tumultuous relationship, and they were living with Kelsey. So she was right in the thick of it and all up in their stuff. But I don't know. I think Kelsey needs to back off a little bit. I think she's really hard on Lexis. And I think Lexis tries.
Yeah, she's really hard on Lexis. One thing I do agree about is that she's like, they have these problems that they forgive each other but don't actually get to the core of the problem. And that's true. Couples oftentimes, and even like myself, I'll have to check myself, are you just forgiving someone because you don't want to deal with it? And that's not good. You have to face it head on and be like, what's the problem? Where's the core of this? Why is this starting? How do we actually find a solution past us just liking each other.
Yeah, and to your point, I think it's just that idea of, like, wanting to get back to the good times, you know? Mm-hmm. They remember that honeymoon stage, and they want to go back to that. So they want to skip over and sweep over all the other stuff under the rug and then just get to the good part, so.
It's kind of interesting, and I want to ask you as a married woman, when you hear someone who's only been dating for a year and they're like, we just miss, like, the times it was easy, like, do you think, like, okay, good luck if you're already feeling that?
Yeah, if you're already feeling that, for sure, good luck. Like, I don't know, you may want to reevaluate because it might get hairy. I definitely think, yeah, like, I would say we honeymooned, our honeymoon stage was probably the first 5 years of our relationship. And I say, like, even after that point, we had our rough patches, of course. But I think that it's important in the beginning to make sure you're not just focusing on the negatives and being in more of a positive space. Because then if you're building something off of a negative foundation, where is that ever going to go?
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It's like, this is serious, things are happening. You're bringing a baby into the world, but things don't need to be so serious. You're still 17.
What about you as a single woman when you just get into a relationship? Like, are you like, if it's not working out and negative things are happening, are you like, okay, I need to, like, ease up off
that? I'm actually not single, but I've been in a lot of, like, it's our 3 year almost. Oh. So I would never be like, oh, the easier times. Like, it's still easy.
Right. Like, exactly. And that is how it should be. It should. Because relationships, it shouldn't be like you're bumping heads all the time. Of course, you're going to have your ups and downs, but I don't think it should be this, like, uphill battle all the time.
Yeah.
And struggling.
And I feel like Kelsey is making it harder because she's right that they should face the problems head on, but then she starts nitpicking her about the parking. Like, teach her instead of getting mad about her.
Kelsey projects a lot. So she thinks her experience is Lexus's experience. And I understand Kelsey just wants to protect her child and not have her grow through the same thing she went through, but they're not the same person.
Yeah.
So the sooner she realizes that, I think the better their relationship will be. And yeah, teach the girl to drive. She's literally like, I don't know how to park. She's like, park the car. It's like, hello, what?
That's not instructions. Yeah, that's not helpful.
No, let me tell you, I didn't even know that the car went without pressing the gas pedal when I was 16 years old. So, Lexus, you deserve that break, girl.
I agree. Like, it's not hard once you know, but if you don't know,
you don't know. Like, so what are you supposed to do? I think I still park crooked. I park at a diagonal.
And I just, like, I hate to give mommy advice, but maybe when you're learning, don't have Scarlett in the car.
Right? You have a baby in the car. Like, why?
Don't
why
is put the baby her in the car? Like, for sure, get a babysitter. But we got two sides of the thing.
Yes.
Lexus said she's not getting enough practice, but then Kelsey said, you're too busy hanging out with Shaden. That's why you're not getting practice. Do you think... Who's lying?
I think that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she wants to be with Shaden. She misses him. That's her man. Like, that's her boo. She is so excited to be back with him. So I think, yeah, when you're young and you're 16, and yes, you want to get your license. Do you want to practice to get it? No. You just want to be like, I have my license.
Yeah, but now that I'm... Because I visited Australia a few years ago, and when you're just getting you can't get your permit until you're 17, and you have to have it for a year. And then when you get your license, you literally have to have a stake, like a flag out of your car that says, like, P, which means provisional. So, like, everyone knows you're provisional. But I was like, honestly, looking back, you are a child with the possession of a vehicle that can really hurt people.
Yes. Yes. Seriously, it is a weapon. Yes, it is scary. She does need to practice. That is true. But what happened to, like, what's it called? Gosh, I'm getting old.
Driver's ed. Yeah. Where's your driver's ed teacher?
What happened to that? Don't they have that at school?
Tax cuts, maybe.
No more driver's ed. That's why no one can drive. Wow, it all makes sense now. It's all coming full circle.
Yeah, she needs lessons,
yes,
Kelsey.
For sure.
Man, so I hope that they can work it out, because I did like to see Shaden's progress last episode.
Yeah, definitely. And when they're good, they are good.
They seem the most passionate.
They are so passionate. And if they can work it out, they will be a great couple. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. And Scarlett looks exactly like Shaden.
That is his baby.
Yeah.
For sure. No question.
Anything else on them?
I love them. I hope, you know, I hope Kelsey and Lexus can get on the same page about Scarlett and Shaden and just moving forward.
Because they started the season saying that we don't have the same fights that we used to.
Well, Shaden wasn't in the picture. Yeah. Now that Shaden's back, Kelsey is like, oh. And I don't, maybe that's a thing too. Maybe she just wants it to be her and Lexis against the world.
Man. Well, we'll have to see next week. And next week we'll also get Chloe and Max, which we didn't get much this week, and they're always entertaining.
Yes, so. Very entertaining.
But I think it's time for our special segment of the week.
Yes.
Where we do our positive comments on all the mamas. So do you want to start it off?
Yeah, sure. I want to give kudos to... I got to think about this one, you know?
This was a hard episode.
It definitely was. You know, I want to give kudos to Laura for being mature, handling the situation. You know, she found out the scary news about having to be induced into labor by herself, and she seemed to handle that like a champ. I think that's very hard news to deal with alone, especially at 17, so... You go, girl. That's, yeah. Cheers. Kudos to that.
I want to give my shout outs to Emily and Diego separately because Emily has been very patient when I know I would have been tested. And Diego for trying. You're not where we want you to be. You're not where we need you to be, but you're trying.
Yes, and we acknowledge that try. That him skating around and, like, falling on the ground, just being 17. It was super cute.
We're generous.
Yes, we are generous. We want to see more of that next episode.
Oh, man. But, yeah, there will be more positives.
For sure. Definitely.
But can we get our very special news and gossip?
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so if you guys go on Instagram right now and follow at Michaela Atkins, you will see that she posted a photo with her grandfather Timmy and her mother Shannon with a very pregnant belly. So I think it's safe to say from this photo that Timmy will be having a sister or brother sometime soon. Michaela looks great. I mean, she wears pregnancy really well. She's so tiny, you can't even really tell that she's pregnant, but you do see a little bump there. Grandpa Timmy looks so excited to be in this photo.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm shocked. But in the beginning of the season, we did see her say, I miss my period. So this is probably a product of that missed period.
But what she said about Kaylin this episode, she was like, he's always been annoying and he just needs to stop.
And I... We're both just like, wait, what? I just chalk that up again to them being immature, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't know what's going on. They love each other. They're engaged to be married. I don't know where that's going to go, but I do see that they are serious about one another. And now another baby's in the picture, so they better be serious.
Yeah.
You know? And then moving right along, we have some selfies of Michaela. It looks like Michaela is trying out some new do's. She's got a black, well, it looks like either a wig or extensions with a little headband accessorized. And then we have another picture of her rocking.
I like this look.
I like it, too. She's rocking some blonde tresses, changing it up, a little Victoria's Secret action there.
Yes.
She looks great. I think it's fun to change her hair. I change my hair all the time. So you go,
girl.
Yeah,
if you guys don't know, Lauren's hair is on fire right now. Like, she came. Cool. And I'm like, you just want to look like a model? What the heck?
Oh my, no.
Yeah, you guys, maybe you should creep Lauren's Instagram to get some more pictures of that. But I do like this look. I like to, I think that she gets better and better wigs.
She sure does, right? I do. I like the little chic bob she's been rocking this season, too. It's
Me
really
too.
Cute.
She does rock the short hair really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, she does. She looks really good. She looks she's really matured since last season.
Yes.
I will say that. Like, doing her makeup. All the girls are on fleek.
Yeah.
All
they are.
Lexis, we need that wing liner tip.
For real. I won't stop saying it, Lexis. Your wing liner is amazing.
If I was doing wing liner at that at 16, whoo, who knows where I'd be?
Well, thank you for that.
Of course.
I was always, you always bring the juice.
The juice, the tea, honey.
Well, I think it's time for some predictions before we wrap up.
And now... Your AfterBuzz.
I love
TV.
The pink light.
I know, it's so pretty.
Okay, I'll start this one.
Yes.
I think that Chloe and her mom are going to continue to butt heads, but I think that there will be an emotional breakthrough next week because they need some positivity going in that family. I think Emily and Diego will continue to progress. I hope that he takes her on more dates and is a little more supportive and they actually make the baby plan. And then we will see Laura... either next episode or the following episode give birth.
Yeah, I definitely predict that we're going to see a birth next episode. And I want to see Tyler kind of step up into that dad role and see how that kind of plays out. I also want to see how Max's relationship plays out with Chloe's parents. It's always interesting and funny to see. I hope they embrace him a little more because he needs that embrace. He really does. He needs that family unit. Emily and Diego, still rooting for you guys. You know, I want to see more of this from Diego because it really does make Emily happy. And ultimately, that's the goal.
It makes a huge difference. One thing I do know about pregnancy is your like positive or negative energy definitely weighs in.
Yes, absolutely.
So you got to support the mamas.
For sure.
Man, I'm excited about next episode because we will get Chloe and Max back. And that's always a squad favorite in terms of drama and humorous. And sometimes like totally comments that should have been erased by Max.
Still trying to erase those from my memory.
Well, until next week, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Ashley Beck.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steps Abroad. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We will see you next week at 9 p.m. Sunday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.